guys, welcome to Reconcile the podcast. My name is Oshera.
My name is Natalie.
And we are the co-hosts of Reconcile the podcast.
Woohoo!
This is our first episode, Sina Natalie. Mm-hmm. And we're very excited to have you guys tag along with us for this journey. Please give it a thumbs up if you're listening on YouTube. Like, share, subscribe, comment. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, leave us a review.
Please. Yes, please.
And I pray that even as we start this podcast, as we begin these episodes, may this be a journey that we are going to walk together.
Sindo, mm-hmm.
Us, me, you, and the audience, that mm-hmm. we may grow in our understanding and revelation of God.
Hallelujah.
Because the aim of this podcast is to always point back to
Jesus.
Hallelujah. So our topic, what we're going to be talking about today, as you have seen on the title is Ministry of Reconciliation.
Yeah.
Do you want to take us through that?
Yeah. Okay. Where do we even start? Anyway, so we have points. So the first question is, what does it mean to be reconciled? Because this podcast is called Reconciled. And it's from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18, that says, now all things are of God.
Hallelujah.
Has reconciled us to himself. Let me just open. So it's from verse 17, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Verse 19, that is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Let me even go till verse 21. Mm-hmm. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So, Washe, what does it mean to be reconciled? What does being reconciled mean to you?
As I was thinking about this, reconcile for me is like, in terms of, in this context, mm-hmm. is to mean restore.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
brought back.
Yeah.
Brought back.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah.
I praise my God. Hallelujah.
Anyway.
Uh-huh.
It's restoration of God restoring our relationship with him.
Yeah.
And that is what he did.
Think God restoring?
Our relationship with God. Through his son, Jesus Christ. Now, as you read, that Jesus, they came and died for our sins. And through that, we have been reconciled. We have been restored. Our relationship, we have been made right again with God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So, for me, I think now we'll go back into... Guys, one of our aims in this podcast is to grow in scripture. We are growing. Sisi atuja. We are like, it's just an everyday journey where we grow in God and in his word. So I'd like to take us a little bit back, not 2,000 years ago. Some people say millions of years ago, like when the world was created. Others say 6,000 years ago, whatever. So when God created, actually, when God... Let me even just open Genesis. My mic. Genesis chapter 1. So the word of God says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Then verse 2, it says, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then now from verse 3, God starts...
Creating.
But I feel like it's recreation. Anyway, so between verse 1 and verse 2, I feel like a lot happened. Because why does the Bible say, Actually, yeah. So why does the Bible say God created the heavens and the earth? And then verse 2, it goes to say that the earth was without form. It was formless. Like, did God really create a formless earth?
It's a question.
Oh,
like food for thought, Tama?
It's for you to answer.
Oh,
did God really create a formless earth?
No,
he didn't.
I don't think so.
So, as we know the Bible, like, the Bible currently has my commas, my semicolon, but that was a thing that came about way, way later. Anyway, so between verse 1 and 2, I believe a lot happened. One of the things that I believe happened was the fall of Lucifer. But that one is a whole other conversation. So I'd like us to jump to Genesis chapter 3, the fall of man. So God creates man. And when he creates man, everything is perfect. But today I was asking Washera, was it really? Okay, it was. But I was. This is food for thought. The devil had already been cast down to the earth. But then God creates the earth. And then, like, everything is good. Everything is perfect. But where was the devil during that period? Before, after his fall on the earth, and before he meets Adam and Eve, where was he really? I don't know. That's like just a question. Labda the more we are diving into scripture, maybe we know.
Maybe season 5
next year
we will come and.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's just like think about it really. Anyway, so God creates man, and then everything is good, everything is perfect in the Garden of Eden. And you know, Eden means a place of pleasure. Like, Eden was a place of pleasure unto God. Like, it was just a really, really good place. But the devil, Lucifer, comes. And the moment this interaction between Adam and Eve and Lucifer, sometimes when I read the Bible, it doesn't feel as deep. Like, what really was the, like, was it really that big of a deal? Yani, Adi, the world had to go into chaos. Sometimes I wonder. Anyway, so God creates Adam and Eve, and then Adam and Eve decide to partner with the devil. And the moment they partner with the devil, the whole world starts going into chaos. Everything that had happened, like sin and death now for real, have proper authority to reign on the earth. Yeah, that's so good. Sin and death have authority to reign on the earth. So Adam and Eve handed over their authority to Lucifer. That's why the Bible says that he is the god of this world. He literally, honestly, to be honest, he da- okay. In a bit, nini? In a bit, like in a bit 50-50, but he actually does have control over the earth. That's why the earth is the way it is. But thank God for Jesus. Anyway, so God creates them, and then now the world gets into chaos. So now, after Adam and Eve, sin becomes...
Of course, my back.
After Adam and Eve, we become sin, actually.
Sorry.
No. Oh, okay.
Three, two.
When you were 2001. Anyway, so after sin gets now a proper hold, or rather gets authority to reign on the earth, we start seeing, even from the time of Cain, that we cannot flee from it. That's why Cain killed Abel. Because now it starts becoming ingrained inside
it's
you.
Like our nature.
It becomes our nature. Like, before we even got born again, we could not, like, the Bible says that we became, in Romans, we became slaves to sin. Yani, no matter, you remember when Paul said, like, that which I want to do, I can't. And the thing that I don't want to do, I do. Because it's just you. You and sin, you cannot be separated. You literally become that. So, fast forward, God starts raising up men and men. men and men, not women. I wanted to say women, but God starts raising up men. For example, Noah, Abraham, Moses, Joshua, Joseph, all those people. And these people became types and shadows to what was to come. That is Jesus, our salvation eventually. But even in this men that God is raising up, they still fall short. They would still fall short. And all this, guys, is going to lead up to why, what exactly is reconciliation and why was it important? And then the law comes into the picture. And I love how Galatians chapter 3 puts, why did we receive the law? We can even read it. So God brings in the law, but even in that, God knew that even the law actually itself was a pointer to something.
Yeah.
Because what the law did is it could not save us, and God knew that it could not save us, but it brought about, it was a pointer to something greater. And it also revealed to us that we can't be self-righteous. Yeah. Anyway, so
no, like it just shows you.
It imports you. Yeah, it shows like it. What is that? The Bible. Anyway, guys, let's all read our Bibles. We don't know everything. Galatians chapter 3 talks about the purpose of the law from verse 19. It says, what purpose then does the law serve? Because I used to ask myself, okay, what was the point? It was added because of transgression. Still, the seed, capital S, should come to whom the promise was made. And it was appointed through angels by the hand of a mediator. Now, a mediator does not mediate for only one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promises of God? Certainly not. For if there had been a law given, which could have given life, truly, righteousness would have been by the law. But we know that righteousness was not by the law. Actually, what the law did was now make you even more aware of your sin. So, it continues to say verse 22, but the scripture has confined all under sin, that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. Faith. But before faith came, we were kept under guard by the law. Kept for the faith which could afterward be revealed. Therefore, the law was a tutor to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor. So the purpose of the law was to point us to something greater, because no one who tried to keep the law could keep the law. But thank God for Jesus, because the word he says in the beginning, ukoma Matthew, anasemanga, that he didn't come to abolish the law. And the standard that Jesus came with was even higher than what the law was. But thank God we have grace. Anyway, so fast forward to God is raising up men who were a type and shadow of what was to come. Kama hizo examples enye tumepeana. And then now we have the law. And then we could not keep the law. As a matter of fact, life was so hard for those people. Okay, from what I have read in the Bible, life was very hard for them. But even then, one thing that I came to realize and I wrote down was God, there are different graces for different generations. God still had availed grace for them even during that time.
Yeah.
But the grace that they had and the grace that we have is different. Of course, ours is better, because now that's what the Bible says, we have a better covenant, but it doesn't make their grace any lesser. So now fast forward to Jesus Christ, who comes, and the Bible even says in Revelation that he was crucified before the foundations of the world. So God, in his might and in his knowledge and in him just being God, had provided a way out for, you remember that verse, we keep on, this is like the third episode we're talking about that verse, 2 Corinthians
10:12.
Is it second or first? I don't know.
First.
Okay. First Corinthians.
Yeah.
That's there is no temptation that has come that is not common to man.
Mm.
And that God actually avails ways in temptation. Perfect example now for us. Even with our sin, God had availed a way. He had availed a solution. You found the verse? God had appeared.
Do you want to read it
out? Hey, this is a third. We'll be that verse.
It's a quite the theme of
some episodes.
Yeah. So it says, so if you think that you are standing firm, be careful that you do not fall. No temptation has overtaken you except that which is common to mankind. Mm-hmm. And God is faithful. Mm-hmm. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. Yeah. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it.
That's so nice.
Mm.
So even, like, it just also speaks of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Anyway, so one of the reasons, like, reconciliation was important because God so loved the world that He gave His Son. So because even in our sin, despite our waywardness and our brokenness and everything, God still wanted communion with us. And that is why He brought His Son, Jesus Christ, who actually He was slain in Revelation, I think, from the foundations of the earth. God had already put a way out for us, that now we may no longer be slaves to sin. We may no longer be slaves to death, because we were all destined to die and to go to be with the devil because of how? Because of the nature that we had.
Yeah.
So that's just a little bit about why. What was the point of a reconciliation? Do you feel like you want to add something? The rest, read in your Bibles.
Okay. That's kind of harsh.
It's true.
I feel like we've talked about most of it.
Mm.
But I feel like there's also an added section.
Mm.
Because we've talked about why Jesus...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Why? But we need to talk about why, like the after. We've talked about the before. Mm. We need to talk about the after, which is now the righteousness. Mm. I feel like, can we jump to that?
Mm.
I feel like we cannot talk about reconciliation without speaking about righteousness.
Mm. Mm.
And the fact that now Jesus, there's a verse that says, He who knew no sin became sin, so that we might
become
the righteousness of God. And now... through Jesus, I usually imagine righteousness as a medal. Like, nikitu mevalevi, so that even at whatever point in your life, whatever time you're going to go to God, He is seeing the righteousness before He sees the sin. And He's not even seeing the sin, actually. And I feel like I want to make a very controversial statement.
Say it.
That I have made before on my Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to see it again.
Wait. Adi, on her
on my Instagram. Follow me.
Shameless plug.
Yeah. It's something that Pastor Benjamin Cassandra, I hope I'm not butchering that name, said. He said that for anyone that is not in Christ is a sinner, whether or not they practice sin.
Because it's a nature.
Because it's your nature.
Yeah.
But anyone that is in God...
Mm.
is righteous whether or not they are sinning.
Oh, okay.
Which is something so mind-blowing when you think about it, because it is only because now that is what reconciliation, us being reconciled to God, means.
Mm-hmm.
That we are now righteous regardless of whether or not we are sinning.
Mm-hmm.
That's so crazy when you think about it. Like, neza toka tu hapa niende niwe mtu, but nikienda God maze, He sees my righteousness. Mm-hmm. So the aspect of righteousness and reconciliation comes not from a point of looking at what you've done to achieve. We'll talk about this earlier, but God nasema that it's not about what you've done, but it's about what has been done for you by Jesus. And that is what reconciliation, and that is what righteousness means.
Mm.
So as you said, reconciliation is a restoration.
Mm.
That is what happened. Like, there was an exchange at the cross. Mm. I like telling my small sister, like, enjoy. My small sister, my small brother, this is God, this is Jesus.
This is Jesus.
Shara, the mother, this is Jesus, and this is us and our sins.
Mm.
And Jesus are made to bear His righteousness, and He bore our sins. You know, and if you look at it from a practical point, like exchange, there's no way you are in Christ and you are a sinner.
Mm.
That's just what it means. Like,
or rather, you don't have the nature.
You don't have the nature
anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can be a righteous person, but you're still practicing. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you are righteous.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, which I feel is a topic for another day, self-righteousness. Where you're like, okay, what am I doing to make sure I am like, what am I doing to make sure I am perfect?
Yeah.
Because it's not about our perfection. It's about what has
already the perfection of Jesus.
Yeah.
It's about Jesus.
Yeah. So I feel like there's, as you said, the before, as we talked about the before, and then the after. Now, after Jesus came, because that is now when reconciliation happened.
Yeah.
And we should also talk about how this ministry, you read about in First Corinthians,
Second.
Where you talked about how now Jesus has we have been given this ministry of reconciliation. So now,
before you get, you want to get there?
No, just go ahead.
Okay, I wanted to share Romans chapter 5, chapter 6. It says, dead to sin and alive to God. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Because when you read from Romans chapter 1 till verse 4, I feel like why Nani brought this is because people were like, Yani. Oh, so basi, I am justified. Like, because, niko sawa. But then Paul is like, no.
Yeah.
Shall we continue to in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? That's such a mini. Because the moment you become born again, or rather, the moment we continue to walk with God, how can we do such things, honestly? Like, it just slowly fades away. Anyway, do you not know that as many of us were baptized into Christ Jesus, we were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in the newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. So basically, kurudi nyuma kidogo, therefore we were buried with him through baptism. Like, the moment Jesus Christ died on that cross, we too were hanging with, like, or rather, the Bible says that he took all our sin and he hung with it on that cross. But as I always say, everything is progressive. Even our sanctification, we were sanctified on the cross. We've been justified by the nini. Justification happened. It's, I feel like, yeah, it happened. Yeah. When you're too, the moment we get born again, we receive a right standing with God in that moment. But now for sanctification happened on the cross, is happening, and will continue to happen till we come face to face with God. So, yeah, we can I guess get into the ministry.
The ministry of reconciliation.
Why we're here.
Yeah. Our mandate, as you said. Can we do that verse again? I just want to highlight that last part. Second Corinthians
5. What were NIV?
Verse 20. NIV. Actually, guys, Natalie's GNIV kwake, the only version that exists.
KJV, ama
NKJV.
And we tweet their own.
Yeah. Verse 20, 2 Corinthians 5:20, it says that we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. So we are now, everyone that is born again, we are all ambassadors of Christ. And our ministry, our mandate, Paul actually implores to us to reconcile more people to God. Which is what is the hope and prayer of this podcast. That the more we talk, the more we behold the image that is Christ, the more we are transformed, and the more we are able to transform
others.
Yeah.
That's what we've been reconciled to reconcile. Like,
it was a matter.
We've been reconciled to reconcile.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Tell.
Reconciled to reconcile. Praise the Lord.
Okay, guys.
Presbyterians, like, it go very Pentecostal.
Pentecostal.
So yeah, the you remember there's a parable of the. Is it the pearl?
Guy, Mimi, Aki, and Casey.
The pearl. Parable of a man who comes up, or treasure. He comes across treasure. And then now the Bible says for the joy, like he came across it, he went and then sold everything that he had just to buy this one thing. And the Bible likens this treasure to the kingdom of God.
Mm.
So because we found this treasure, we cannot keep it
quiet. Like,
everybody has to know this good news.
Mm.
Yani, I can have a relationship with God. Yani, there is a God. Imagine. Yani,
una mapenzi.
Imagine. There is a God who, despite my everything, still said, for you, Natalie, for you, Ashera, for you, whoever is listening, because I love you so much, I will die for you, and I will save you from the devil. I feel like God really knows how bad the devil is. As we don't know. We just know kijuju, but I feel like God really, really, that's why he would save us from him, from Lucifer, from the devil. No, that's something else. So it is like, the you remember when Paul said, yeah, as in, we love you so much. Like his desire would have been to be in heaven with God. But it's like, for your sake, I can't leave.
For your sake, I have to come, be human.
Yeah, like for your sake, I have to share this good news with you. And that is, and you see, this mandate is not only for us.
For the both of us.
Yeah, it's not just for us. Like, oh yeah, for the both of us. It's for everyone. Because now God has called us to be ambassadors. To be representative. The Bible says that the earth he has given to men. And I don't know whether in Akwanga scripture, when people say that we are the hands and feet of God on this earth. Because truly, for God to bring his will to pass, he needs the partnership of men. Because the earth he has given to men. So, guys, we are just here because, number one, this good news has to get out. And you see, the beauty about social media is it. I feel like when the Bible says to the ends of this, like, go ye preaching Matthew chapter, the mandates. Matthew chapter 28.
Nina Sabaka from Mark chapter 16, but go ahead.
Receivable ni Bible.
Yeah.
In a Samanga. No. I'm a new math. Go therefore.
Thank you. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. Mm-hmm. He said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation.
Mm-hmm.
So, no.
Mm-hmm.
Do I continue? Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned.
And also, you see, social media is such a great tool for the gospel to be spread. It is such a great tool because probably right now somebody in Vietnam might be listening, can have access to this. We might not be able to go into the country,
yeah,
but just because of technology God has given, you know, that means we have to be serious, because there's no excuse. God has literally given us everything. Lord help us. Anyway, so that's why we're here.
Yeah.
And that is why you are also here, because you are an ambassador of Christ. You are a representative of Christ on this earth. Mm-hmm. I feel like the biggest mandate is for the spreading of the gospel.
Yeah. And that's actually, like, I remember
Evangelism
was saying, like, oh, Jemma is trying to say, oh God, I don't know what's my purpose on this earth. I don't know. But there's already the written will of God, which he says, go into all the world and make disciples of all nations.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're confused about what you'll be doing,
one of the things you need to be doing
is spreading the gospel.
Yeah.
Evangelizing. It's for everybody.
Yeah. Making Jesus known to people.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I feel like you cannot encounter Jesus and keep quiet about it. I feel like it's an overflow.
You will be.
It's like you see, okay, like, nimepata magold na huko. Unakimbia, usali, nimepata
magold. Lazima,
like, lazima. That's how the gospel of Jesus Christ is. And the gospel of Jesus Christ is a gospel of love and grace.
Mm-hmm.
Above it all, it's not anything else other than.
Love is very subjective though. But it's okay. Mean? The love, I feel like the love that we need to digress kidogo. I feel like the love that God talks about and the love of the world.
No, we talk about the love of God.
No, even in its expression. It's not, okay, sawa, washera. It's okay. Like you see, there's a part where Jesus says, he didn't come to, he came to divide.
Oh, he brought them to purpose.
Like, no, okay. No, yeah. It's not, that's a whole other conversation. But
I think like, what I could get is you're saying it's not about, like, the love of God does not mean that it's a love that allows
you
to live the way you want to live.
Yeah.
It's a love that I love you so much. I want you to be better. I'm giving you the tools. I'm equipping you through my son, Jesus Christ, by righteousness.
Yeah.
Through the Bible, nishakupea what to do.
Mm.
And through myself, aki God na kwanga mzuri. Imagine, akuja kupe his son, Jesus Christ.
Imagine.
Alafu, kuja kupe the Holy Spirit. And then he still gives you himself.
Mm.
He still gives you the word, the sword of the Spirit. Like, bro, like, okay, not bro, like God. Like,
don't have an excuse.
Like, when does it end?
Mm.
You know,
I think that, when does it
end? Like, the love of God
did to it. Oh, you're saying the love of God. Like, oh.
So, like, how he pours himself to us and day in, day out. Like, he is running after us.
Yeah.
And that is why we're here, guys.
Yeah.
To inspire you guys. To inspire you guys to preach. Go forth and preach.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that it's significant to evangelize every single day.
Have you seen this recent TikTok of ati when you your first time evangelizing? When you una shake, una... Wait, so now kwa TikTok, what do you watch? Okay, so may have seen it on Instagram.
Okay. Yeah. But yeah, guys, so... I feel like, do you feel like you have anything to add?
No, just know you've been reconciled to God.
Yeah.
And now we've been given them. Oh, yes, I do have something to add when it comes to reconciliation. I think I was telling you something that I learned was about the seven mountains. Remember, was I telling you?
Mm-hmm.
So how everybody in this world fits into a certain category.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, you have been called into the mountain of media. And art, media, something. You've been, like, Washera is a doctor, so you've been called into medicine.
Mm-hmm.
The poor, you've been called into the mountain of government. So this is, I think, majorly career, but part of your calling is that you'll be in government. The poor who have been called into the fivefold, so Ephesians chapter 4? That talks about the first apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, evangelist. The Paul who for real, that is that, like, you've been called to become a leader in the church, in the whatever. And there's the sports, the mountain of sports, there's different seven, but they usually Paul say there is seven. So everybody, because we all fit into these seven mountains, everybody's task is to bring the kingdom of heaven down even into our areas of calling. So for example, as we are on this platform, let's call it media, God has given us a mandate to make sure, again, it's progressive, but to bring his kingdom into media. God has given you as a doctor a mandate to bring his kingdom into health. God has given you, whoever is listening, if you're in education, God has given you the mandate. He's given you the mandate as an educator to bring his kingdom to heaven. And you know, that means beholding God and asking him, so God, in my area of calling, how can I reconcile this and bring it back to you for your glory and honor? So it's not just that's why we didn't, people usually say, you could have died when you got born again, but you didn't. Like, how could you, you didn't rapture. So all of us have an assignment.
Yeah.
That's it. I think that's it from me.
I feel like that's it from me as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it from me as well. Just that we are here to reconcile and to spread. Mm-hmm. Like, it's G, was it Samson?
Mm.
Okay, I'm about to butcher this. I don't know, it was Samson. And it was like foxes, wild foxes. Have you seen the trail?
Down the fire.
The fields as they were burning.
Yeah, I think it was Jane Hadbonke who was talking about that.
I am not sure about the person talking about it.
Yeah.
But the message there was, now imagine if we had the fire of those wild foxes that God took Kenya on the two fields. The gospel of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ spreading like wildfire.
Mm-hmm.
That is what Jesus died for. Like, he died for us so that we may be able to, like, Najami, one thing I keep asking God, and surely God, like, do you know God literally, heaven iko na space ya kila mtu.
Imagine.
Imagine. Heaven has space for you. That's so crazy.
Mm.
That's so crazy. Like, the ones dead, the ones that are yet to be born, heaven has room for everyone. It's just you to say, okay, God, basi niweke space na kuja.
Oh.
Niweke space na kuja. But in the meantime, acha nilete familia. Acha nilete my relatives. Acha nilete. Watu wa class yangu, watu nilete, you know.
Mm.
But tusiongee mingi sana, that is why we are here. And I feel like we've given you guys and ourselves also a really good preview of what to expect on this on this platform.
Yeah. So,
tunezambia watu kwa heri.
Yeah. We'll be uploading every Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, every Wednesday. Every Wednesday. And as I think we've said, we've not, akuna mtu mwenye anakuanga amefika. It's progressive. Even in our conversations, we're all growing. I'm sure season 1 and season 5 will be very different. I know. We're really looking forward to. Tumesema your 5. Grace. Not your 5. Now, the number of grace.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
So we're all growing.
Yeah.
And we're just sharing, again, from the Bible and also from our personal experiences, but hopefully from the Bible. Yeah. And we'll see you next week on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Reconcile to reconcile. Peace.
Oh, wait. Ujamba, like, share.
Oh, right? Sorry. We want. Usuli sama in the beginning.
Okay, sawa.
Peace.
Yay.